Syracuse U pauses campus activities after spike in positive coronavirus tests. By Tom Sicotta on October 7, 2020. Syracuse University announced this week that it will pause most in-person campus activities after a small spike in positive coronavirus tests amongst the student body. The spike occurred after several students tested positive after attending an off-campus party last week. According to a local news report, Syracuse University is pausing in-person campus activities in response to a small spike in positive coronavirus tests. The spike occurred after a large group of students attended an off-campus social gathering. The university claims that at least 13 of the 45 positive coronavirus tests can be traced back to the gathering. Officials in Onondaga County, New York, said that there were spikes at both the university and a nearby manufacturing plant. 45 students at Syracuse tested positive after the university conducted 3,000 tests. An additional 2,000 students will be tested this week. In a statement, the university announced that it will suspend in-person campus activities as a result of the spike. However, certain classes will continue to meet in person. Additionally, the university's several athletic teams will continue to practice. Until further notice, all in-person student activities, with the exception of classes, associated coursework and intercollegiate athletics, are paused temporarily. This includes all student organization and university-sponsored events, such as Orange After Dark, University Union, the Barnes Center at the Arch, and all satellite indoor and outdoor recreation facilities and activities, Tennessee Ice Pavilion, Greek Life and other school/college/student organization-sponsored activities. For the time being, many of these activities will transition to online modalities. Breitbart News reported in August that Syracuse University announced the adoption of a new policy by which bystanders to racial incidents that occur on campus will face sanctions if they fail to intervene. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.